Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I'm Anita, and yet started like 3 seconds late after the intro, but thank you for listening. Yeah, episode 99, getting there, and I'm nervous, and I apologize for doing the show late. I've changed times. I've got a new position, and if you'd like to email me on my old address, old email address, it is ICA2005@gmail.com. But for the soaps, it is still I as an igloo, C as an apple, A as an I as an igloo, C as in car, A as an apple, G as in George, A as an apple, 2004@gmail.com. And yeah, I did not have my coffee this morning, but I did have cookies. I know, unhealthy, especially in middle age. Yeah, I said it, which I should have said last year when I turned 35. And oddly enough, I actually liked the number 35. But then it was like a mixed thing because I had planned when I turned 31 of like, okay, when I turn 35, I'm going to buy a house and go to Europe finally, like move into my house and then 2 weeks later go to Europe. And yeah, didn't happen. And I made these plans again when I was in Texas and I still miss Papacitos, their nachos. I did find a good nacho place in Charlotte. And also Papa's breakfast tacos with the... I forgot what it was, but it wasn't barbecue. It was a type of barbecue, but they were so good if you go to get the breakfast tacos. But anyway, I need to get off my foodie, but I'm a foodie, so I can't help it. Anyway, turning 36 wasn't bad. It was okay. I had meetings the day before. I went to the CIAA Minority Business Symposium, and last year I went on my birthday, but this time it was the day before my birthday. I had a great time. Networking was sort of stressful because I'm a bit of an introvert. Introverts can be social, but only one-on-one, or what people really trust. Then I had a meeting. Then I had another meeting, came home next day, had some errands to run, and was like, okay, I'm going to go out. So I went out and had a pretty good time. Had nachos, Sabor's. Good. Your nachos are good. Really big. Went to the fan fest of Sia again, crowds, but still had a good time. And did see What Men Think with Taraji P. Henson. Good movie. Had a drink. I rarely drink, so I was like, okay. Yeah, but the interesting, and yes, there are birds chirping in the background. The interesting thing about turning 36 is it was like, wow. And yes, I did mention the Goo Goo Dolls because a few days after I turned 36, this past Monday, Luke Perry died. And I did watch 90210. I can't think of any late millennial, and it depends on whose definition of millennial, early millennial, I guess that's the best, I guess, like late in age, but early side of millennials, they've watched the original 90210. I mean, I watched it in the third season, but for those who don't know, he played Dylan. But brain fart. And it was like, oh my goodness. And he was, I wouldn't say young because 52 isn't young, but it is young. I mean, my mom, my bio mom, she died at 51. So for me, it's an interesting thing. But it made me think of the Goo Goo Dolls song name and that lyric about reruns. And I'm like, they are a part of me. And, yeah, this does sort of go back to my aging episode because I got older, not just a second older, not just a day older or anything, but I got another year older. And, like, wow, the people on my – that I grew up watching in real time, not reruns of, like, I Dream a Genie, they're dying. Like, thought, you know, being a kid and watching the first one, it's like, wow, that I didn't really feel like this when the girl who played Mara on Family Matters died. I guess because it was so close to the show coming off, but it didn't hit. And then I was on top of that, I was like 15. But now it's like, oh, I have the perspective versus then when, let's face it, what perspective does a 15-year-old have? None. Maybe that's why the whole, and yes, I'm going to do a blurb on what's in the air with the R. Kelly. I'm like, if you didn't arrest him 30 years ago when he was hanging out with schools, you didn't do anything. When he married Aaliyah, I will admit I did watch the Gayle interview because it was funny. I'm not saying abuse is funny. I'm saying the way he reacted was like SNL, South Park. What was he doing? I can't wait to see the SNL parody to in the morning on YouTube, and I can't wait to see the South Park episode because I'm like, how are they going to top this? But that's my view. I'll go into it at another time because this episode is about being a middle-aged woman. I have no problem saying that. I have gray hairs. I'm not going to be negative because some people are like, oh, my gosh, I'm depressed about it. I'm getting old. I'm more like I didn't accomplish what I thought by this age. And the funny thing is 36 was supposed to have been the original name of my favorite TV show, This Is Us. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, maybe this age will be better. And I did the Langston Hughes reference is about dreams deferred because for those who don't remember, that was also where the play A Raisin in the Sun got its title. So it is. It's like, why didn't I accomplish my dreams? And you do have that moment of saying that, but then there's another moment of it's not too late. It's not too late to do that. But you feel that pressure like, okay, like I said, when I was in my earlier 30s, it was like, I want this by 35, and I didn't have it. And now it's like, okay, but I can still do it at 36. And I am, you know, getting out of my comfort zone. I didn't finish to do my first marathon at 35, but when I was 35, I had already completed a NaNoWriMo, for those of you who don't know, National Novel Writing Month. So it was writing a novel in 30 days. It was 50,000 words in 30 days. So that could count as a marathon. I still have time to do a marathon. I mean, look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. A woman works out more than me. I have a fondness for her because she's in her 80s, and she's also a Pisces, like me. Yes, I'm a Pisces. I'm not sure if you guys have recognized the Pisces tendencies in any of my other episodes, and I will say I do love my listeners for, you know, sticking by me and helping me get to this point because, yeah, next episode is 100 episodes. But midlife is harder than growing old. Well, it is growing old, but when I say grow, like being 70s, 80s, because you're like, okay, anytime after, whatever. But middle is like, okay, the youth in other people's eyes, the older people, like 60s and up, you're still young. But then you're with the younger, you still think you're young, but then you hang out with somebody younger and it's like, I'm the ma'am? And I have no problem. I'm from the South. So I was like, there are worse, and I'm a black female, so there are worse things to be called than ma'am. Now, the tone, that can be annoying when somebody does it in a condescending way, but I'm like, whatever. It's ma'am. It's a sign of respect. I'm good. I have too many other things on my plate than to worry about a 15-year-old calling me ma'am. Considering everything else 15-year-olds have called people, it's not a battle, I feel like. I'm just happy. It's like, oh, okay. Now, again, if somebody's doing it in a condescending, and I've never experienced, no, I have, but it was with somebody older, ironically, Gail Cajun King. And yes, will be an episode of my show. And I still listen to the Goo Goo Dolls, even though now they are old rock. Because let's face it, that song I mentioned is over 20 years old. The movie Angels, that Iris, the song Iris was from, City of Angels, that movie's 21 this year. Yeah. I actually had a customer surprise me the Monday before my birthday. They were like, okay, we can't meet up, but I would love to, because we had been playing phone tag for a while. And it's like, I am so sorry. And I was like, I can't meet you because on Friday because I've got birthday plans. I know I should care more. But they were like, it's fine. Let's finally meet on Monday. So went. Restaurant also had a bar. I don't know. I'm going places with bars. But at least I don't have a fake ID. I'm like, I've been over 21. But I know, sounds like such an old spinster thing. I actually like the phrase spinster, by the way. So I looked at the age thing and I'm like, wait a minute. So somebody born on this date in 98, I would have babysat that person. And I remember sitting down, getting, again, my nachos, and I'm like, what? I could have babysat somebody who's now able to drink. That was, my mind was blown when that I had that moment. And that's another thing with middle age. You have that shock of, I could have babysat this person. What? And when, I guess once I hit 50s and 60s, it's over with that shock. But for now, that shock is hitting. And it's a very interesting shock. And then comes the lounge singer. Yeah, perimenopause. And that is a reference, the lounge singer comment, to an episode. And yes, I'm going to give explanatory, and I hate giving explanatory commas, but is a reference to an episode of One Life to Live from the 90s where the character was going through perimenopause, and she's like, yeah, it sounds like a lounge singer. Here's perimenopause. I haven't experienced it, but that's coming up. Should be very interesting. But some of the symptoms, I'm like, okay, I've got PCOS. I don't know. It may be bad, it may be whatever. But the 36 number is interesting because it's 20 years past 16, which is a number everybody, most females look forward to. And frankly, my 16th birthday was disappointing, and it proved how well, quote-unquote, loved ones really knew me, because I'm not a jewelry. I rarely wear jewelry. Like, I have sentimental pieces, and every now and then I will buy jewelry, but they surprised me with jewelry with the number, so it's like, I can only wear this once. And then a so-called friend, like, the next you like completely and totally forgot. So yeah, 16 was not good. 32, disappointing. Last minute plans. Yeah. And another thing, once you hit your 30s, you start listening to a lot or reading self-help books. Yes, I got the 60-second warning. So I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about on my 100th episode. It's just going to be a thank you. That's the only thing I can say for you guys. Thank you for letting me make it to 100 episodes and listening and subscribing. And yes, I did get a new follower. Thank you. And, you know, growing internationally, and it's a small show. It's almost like how Shamar Moore describes Criminal Minds as the little show that could, and next season, it'll be off. It's the last season, and yeah. So I don't know when the last season of this show will be, but for now, I'm enjoying it. Thank you for taking the time to subscribe and everything else. I'm Anita. This is Rambles, and I will enjoy being 36. Thanks. Bye.